So we believe in this church that God is alive and that he's doing stuff today. And so I just want to share with you really briefly part of what God has been doing in my life over the last few months. So a number of years ago, I thought about doing fostering, but I realised I couldn't quit work because I needed to carry on working, and I didn't really have the space in my house, so I kind of parked it as a not going to happen. And then earlier this year, I just started thinking about it again, and I had a look on the Leeds City Council website, and it said that all you need in terms of your house is a bed, a wardrobe, and a chest of drawers. And when I looked in my spare room, that's exactly what I have. So I was like, oh, okay. And then there's so many different types of fostering now. So last week there was a guy talking about fostering and adoption. It doesn't have to be a full-time thing because I'm not able to do that because I do need to still work. But there are loads of part-time options that you can do. So I started looking at some of those. And then in April, through a number of different circumstances, I decided that I wanted to move house. I wanted a bigger house. I wanted a room that would be dedicated for fostering. So I started the process and I sold my house within 8 days, which was great. But then I didn't find anywhere. And the house that I loved and I really, really wanted, I got beaten. I didn't get it. And I was starting to feel a bit discouraged. Maybe I shouldn't be moving. Maybe I'm making this up. Maybe this isn't right for me. And my small groups, we have small groups at this church which meet in the weeks. And they have different focuses and they meet in different areas of the city. And if you're not involved in one, I would definitely recommend you find one to get involved with. But my small group has been really, really supportive in encouraging me. It's sort of holding up my hands when I'm starting to struggle a little bit with this. And one particular text I was sent, this is Psalm 37, verse 5. It's from the Passion Translation, so it's slightly different. It says, "Give God the right to direct your life, and as you trust him along the way, you'll find he's pulled it off perfectly." And right now, I can say he has done that exactly. So in August, I put in an offer on a 4-bedroom house, which I had accepted. And I moved house 4 weeks ago. And the timing was perfect in so many ways. Like, originally, I thought I want to move in September. But actually, for lots of reasons, the date that I moved was perfect. The weather was perfect, so my group were praying for the weather. And I'm a bit of a control freak. I don't admit this very often, but I am. So moving, not a great thing to do because you can't control it all. And the one thing that I couldn't control was what time I got into my new house. And I was told that for every half hour after a certain time, I would be charged by the removal company for their time. So I was like, God, just want to be in on time. I just want to be in on time. As I was on my way to the house, the removal company rang me and said, they're not out. They're not even half out. They've done like one trip and they've got loads to go. So I stopped and was like, okay, God, I could get stressed about this, or I could just trust that you're going to sort it out. So I chose to do that. So I whacked up the song that was on the radio and just sang along to it at full blast and decided to ignore all those sort of niggling anxieties. And actually, we were only 20 minutes late getting in. And the removal man said to me the next day, he said, "You were remarkably calm." He said, "When things looked like they were about to fall apart, you just completely held it together." And I was like, I didn't. That wasn't me. I'm a natural worrier. It was him that did that. And the other thing that the removal guy commented on, he saw my lovely Nord keyboard in its cage, and he said, "What's that? Is it a snowboard?" I was like, "No." So I said, "Oh, it's a keyboard I play at a church." He goes, "Oh yeah, like Whoopi Goldberg." And I'm like, No. "Oh, like this." No. "Oh, well, like what?" So I was trying to explain and wasn't getting anywhere. And he said to me, "If I was to look up on Spotify, who would I be looking up? Who represents your music?" So I called my brother-in-law in and we're like, "Right, who can we tell him?" So telling him all these Christian artists. And then I said to him, "Do you know what? The easiest way is just to come and see for yourself." So I invited him to church. Now, whether he'll come, I don't know, but I put it out there for him. So my new house is in a lovely neighbourhood. I feel really supported. People have been asking me, "It's you and who in this house? Because you've got the biggest house on the street." I'm like, "It's me and me and him." So I've kind of shared with them a little bit of my fostering story. This is something that I want to do. This is why I have purposely got a bigger house. So I've got the space. I've got the downstairs toilets. If I have little children, it's just going to be a lot easier. And I just feel that this house is just right for the next season that God has for me. And last week, I was kind of chatting to God. I was saying, "I'm feeling a bit stressed about the process of fostering. What are they going to ask me? What's it going to be like?" And I remember that there's a couple I knew years ago who had been doing the same thing. So one weekend a month, they had a young person staying with them. And I was like, that's what I want to do. So I've contacted them and said, can I come and chat to you? Can I hear your story? Can I ask you what sorts of things they asked you, what things they asked your friends, so that I'm prepared? And there's an event, if anyone's interested, on the 6th of December at the Village Hotel in Headingley about fostering generally. You can go and ask questions. So I'm going to go along to that. And then next year, I'm going to hopefully start the process of applying to become a part-time foster carer. So that is my story. That's what God's been doing in me. And as you can see, like, God's hand has been all over that. Because if it wasn't for him, I would still be living in my other house. I would have fallen apart. I would have doubted everything. But he's just been through every part of the journey with me. And I just think that he's absolutely amazing.